You know, a couple of weeks ago, we do an occasional series on This Day in History with Cliff Kuhn, who's a professor of history at Georgia State. And it was the end of May, and we revisited the great Ramblin' Raff race of the 70s. Were you in Atlanta then? I mean, did you participate? Did you witness it?
Well, I was in college in the early 70s and came back and remember probably 77, 78, going out to the Chattahoochee River with hundreds of thousands of other people and watching all these crazy folks floating down the river on rafts that were unimaginable, Volkswagen cars, all kinds of things. But I was never actually in the race.
Yeah, most people watch from bridges or from the riverbank.
While imbibing beverages.
Yeah, which really did a number environmentally on the river. I mean, I think the analysis that followed several of those events was it wasn't so much the people in the river, but it was the people watching.
Well, that's right. When you have hundreds of thousands of people and all their cars mashing in on a river corridor, you end up harming vegetation. You end up with a lot of trash. And it was just too much. It was too much. And the Park Service decided that, of course, in the early 80s.
So I guess my question to you is, Sally, is the Back to the Chat event, did you draw your inspiration from the Ramblin' Raft race in a way?
Well, sure. We started the Back to the Chat River Race and Festival 11 years ago. And exactly, we wanted to bring back that enthusiasm for loving and enjoying this river and getting out with families, competing if you want to, or just having a leisurely paddle. And we did think back to the Ramblin' Raft race. We knew we needed to do a different version of it that was a little bit safer, certainly better for the environment. And we're so pleased at the growth and interest and just extreme enthusiasm that the people have for this event every June.
Is it an actual race? And what kind of paddling is involved? I mean, kayaks and what else?
Right. It's kayaks, canoes, and stand-up boards, stand-up paddle boards now that they're so popular. And so it is an actual timed race. You can compete for your personal best or compete in a particular class. We have all kinds of categories from, mother's son, certain age groups. We want everybody to win something and feel really good about it. But there's an open class, too. Usually we have 20 or 30 very expert paddlers who start first. And it's an 8-mile race course from Girard Landing near Holcomb Bridge Road. 8 miles paddling down through the rapids of Island Ford to Riverside Park there in Roswell.
No floating Volkswagens, no floating pianos.
No rafts, no pianos, no Volkswagens, no. But there will be people in costumes. And so the costume part has become even more popular in recent years. And so it's fun. You know, it's a fun thing to do on a Saturday in June with your family and your friends.
So the race ends at the park.
It does. It ends actually, we get out there at the mouth or the confluence of Big Creek, which flows through Roswell. And there we have our Sweetwater Barge, which is our pontoon boat. And for those of appropriate age, there are a couple of brews you can have if you would like before you get out of the river and into Riverside Park, which is a great space where there'll be a terrific festival.
And you've got live music planned?
We have all kinds of live music, things for children, absolutely exhibits, environmental exhibits. And so if you don't race, come on out between 10 and 3 this Saturday, and we'll have Captain Planet, the Bag Monster, the Hawks, all kinds of things.
And what's the cost? Is it free? Or are people encouraged to give a donation?
The festival is absolutely free.
Okay. Well, let me ask you about the Riverkeeper. Where do you get most of your support, your financial support? Is it from donations or is it from government grants or what?
Well, we, of course, we're 19 years old now, and historically and today, we get most of our funding from our members. We have more than 6,800 members from private foundations, from corporations that support our events. For instance, Mead Westvaco is a big sponsor of this coming up race, along with many other wonderful sponsors. We get a few government grants, federal grants, but really not so much. We have people just invest in us from $10 up.
If people would like more information on the Back to the Chat event, what's the easiest way for folks to get it?
Best thing to do is to go to our website. It's www.chattahoochee.org.
Sally Bethay is Executive Director of the Chattahoochee Riverkeeper. Sally, it's good to see you. Thanks for coming in.
always a pleasure to see you, Steve. Thank you.